You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com, where you can get this video and all other previous videos as well. You can send in all your Money Halakha shaylas by replying to this message or sending an email to ask@moneyhalakha.com. Today we're going to be discussing a topic of stealing in the form of refusal of payment. That means that you owe somebody money and you do not pay them back. That is called oishik. It's an isser from the Torah that we learned from the pasuk. It says in Vayikra, lo ta'ashuk esrei echa, which literally means do not oppress your friend. As we know, the Torah says that there is a obligation to pay back any money that you owe to another person. And the refusal of paying back that money, whether it's through money that was lent to you, or you took merchandise and didn't pay yet, or someone offered you a service, you had benefit of that service, and you deny payment for this service, that would put the person under the category of being oyver, the iser of oishik. Today we're using a sefer called Halachas of Other People's Money by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner. And he says that even if it's a very small amount, like we spoke about before, even if it's a shava pruta or even pachos mishava pruta, a very, very small amount of money, a person would be oyver the iser of oishik as well. For example, let's say you take $76 of merchandise from somebody, and when it comes time for payment, you send in a check for only $75, and you don't send in the last dollar. So in such a case, if the person who gave you that merchandise was expecting the full amount, and you were denying him that last dollar, you'd be oyver the iser of oishik. It doesn't matter whether you refuse to pay outright, or if you convince the person that you don't owe them, like you trick them, you say, oh, for whatever reason it was, I don't owe you that full amount of money. Or even if you agree that you owe the money, but you keep sending him away and say, come back, I'll send you again, until the guy gets exhausted and actually gives up on trying to collect the money from you, that would also be an iser of oishik. You would be oyver the iser of gineva. He brings over here that when it comes to a case where you owe somebody and they owe you money and you want to cancel out the claims, so that's a different type of case and a competent halakhic authority should be consulted. So in regards to repaying a loan, right, we're talking about when there's money involved. So the first case we're going to bring is a loan. We will bring other cases in future videos, but for today we're only going to bring a case of a loan. That if a person denies owing money that he borrowed, or he comes up to some type of rationalization, he doesn't owe the money, and he justifies himself not paying back, he would be oyver the iser of oishik. And he brings over here a note that there is a Torah commandment, like we said, to pay back a loan. It's just like the mitzvah of hearing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, or someone having to put on tefillin. You can't just get rid of it. The mitzvah is there, and therefore over here too, by not paying back, you are being oyver as well. The positive mitzvah command of paying back on top of the iser of oishik. Now there is two considerations, is that when it comes to a payment of a non-yid, so the halachas are different, and that is not in the scope of this shir as well. In such a case where the money is owed to a non-yid, a rav should also be spoken to and consulted in how the case differs to the case of when it is a yid. As well, if a person does not have enough money to pay back, right? Let's say you want to pay back, you just don't have enough money, and you don't want to be oyver, you don't want to go do the iser of oishik. So if you don't have enough money, so then a person would be potter, and he would not be guilty of oishik. But you have to fall into a specific criteria. You can't just say that you don't have money. It has to be that a person does not have enough money for basic food of 30 days, means he doesn't have enough money to pay for food of 30 days, and that he doesn't have enough money for clothing and shelter for a full 12 months. This is talking about him himself. We're not talking about for the wife and children if he has. We're talking about he has to have enough food for 30 days and home and clothing for another 12 months. In a case where a person feels that that's the case as well, and he doesn't have more than his basic needs to make money, like he has tools, that he has a profession. So if he has anything less than that, meaning the basic tools to make money, as well, he doesn't have 30 days of food, or clothing and shelter for 12 months, if he has anything less than that, then a person would be exempt from the iser of oishik. Someone who feels that he is in such a category should consult a rav as well in such a case. So that's the case for today, an introduction, and as well as the case of repaying a loan. Bezos Hashem, in the future videos, we will continue with other cases where oishik applies. Thank you very much, and have a great day.